Let's talk first about the open house that the Missouri Department of Conservation is hosting next Tuesday. It's going to be from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Springfield Conservation Nature Center. And you've held similar meetings around the state. What kinds of issues would you like the public to provide input on?
Sure. Well, we're doing these open houses really as part of our 80th anniversary, which we're celebrating this year. And so this will be our sixth of eight. And so we are very excited about coming to Springfield next week. These open houses have been an opportunity, first of all, for us to celebrate with the community that we're in of what 80 years of the Department of Conservation has meant to that community. And so, quite honestly, one of my favorite parts of these open houses has been to hear from some of the community leaders on, from their perspective, what that partnership has looked like and the value that the Department of Conservation has brought to that particular community. That's always fun to hear. What it means to have a partnership with the community. So I always look forward to that. Then it really is an opportunity for citizens from the area, from the surrounding communities, to come and sometimes they just have questions on their mind, Michelle. Sometimes they just will have a question that they want answered, and they know that we'll have staff there that can answer just about any question that might come up. We ensure that we've got staff that can handle kind of all aspects of things related to the department and our mission, and so it's a good opportunity just to have those conversations. But we're also seeking input on a couple of key areas. One of those areas is just overall priorities for the agency. We're in the midst of some pretty intense strategic planning and saying, okay, for the next 3 to 5 years and beyond that, what are those key areas that the Department of Conservation needs to be focused on? What should the priorities be? And so we're just asking for general input from the citizens on what do you think the Department of Conservation should be focused on over this next period of time. And then there's a couple of areas where we're asking more specific questions or wanting more specific input. And one of those topics is infrastructure. We have about 1,000 conservation areas around the state and about 1 million acres that we own and manage. And so we have a lot of infrastructure out there on the ground. We want to know, what do you want to see more of? And maybe that means hiking trails. It's going to mean different things to different people. So what do you want to see more of? And then what do you want to see less of? And as we are in the process of figuring out how we are going to take care of what we have now into the future, and then what are some areas where we need to think about expanding, that citizen input is going to be critical for us. And then the final area, Michelle, is really asking for input related to our regulations. And the Governor Greitens back in January had an executive order in which he asked all state agencies to do a review of their existing rules and regulations and to get citizen input onto a kind of, again, what do you want to see changed in the regulations, what's no longer timely and effective, where are areas that perhaps we need new regulations. The Department of Conservation does that anyway as part of their annual wildlife code review. In fact, we do a wildlife code review twice a year, and so for years now, we have a process by which we engage our citizenry. But this gives us yet another opportunity to get input from the citizens on what they think related to our regulations. So that there's a whole lot going on at these open houses, a lot of good conversations. We've had a really good turnout at our first five open houses, and we certainly know with the relationships that we have with in the Springfield community and the area that we'll have a lot of folks attending this next week. So we're excited to get down to Springfield and have those conversations.
How important is citizen input to what MDC does? And like you said, you're creating the strategic plan. How important is citizen input in creating plans like those?
Well, you think about the history of the Department of Conservation, and the history is a very unique one. When you look at other state agencies, Oftentimes, you see that their beginnings were a creation of the legislature and/or the governor at the time. But the origin of the Department of Conservation is very different. It really started with citizens back in the 1930s. Wanting to see something different related to the management of fish, forest, and wildlife in this state. And so the citizens, through initiative petition, pushed for a Department of Conservation that would be removed from politics of the day, that would be science-driven, and that would really have the support of the people, have an apolitical commission, et cetera. And then again in the 1970s, we know that we would not have the sustainable funding that we have today through the 1/8 of 1% sales tax without, again, the citizens speaking up through initiative petition and pushing for sustainable funding. And so I think because from our very origins, we understand that our very existence is a reflection of the citizens and the public will, the engagement with our citizenry has always been very important to us, that we hear from them on a regular basis, we know what their needs are, we check in with them to see how we're doing. We do this through surveys, we do this through public meetings, we do this through open houses like we're doing, that what we're talking about right now. We do this through various means, but I cannot overstate enough just how important it is for us as an agency to ensure that there is robust dialogue and clear communication between the agency and the citizens that we serve.
And you mentioned partnerships. Springfield Public Schools Superintendent Dr. John Jungman, I believe, is expected to be at the open house to talk about the partnership between SPS and MDC. How important are those kinds of partnerships to the Department of Conservation?
Well, I would say they're critically important, and there's multiple reasons. In part, we have over 93% of the lands in Missouri are privately owned. And so as we even look at public lands, both state and federal government, it's only about 7%. So if we're trying to accomplish, conservation on the landscape, looking just to public lands or public agencies, we can't accomplish a lot. And so we know that it takes all of us. It takes our engagement with private landowners. It takes our engagement with communities. It takes our engagement with public schools, just like that we're talking about next week and we'll be talking about next week. And boy, what a great example in the Wolf School. It takes engagement with non-government organizations, nonprofits. And of course, there's many key partners in the Springfield area, such as Ozark Water Watch and many others who have made conservation happen in Southwest Missouri. So kind of going back to that connection with the citizenry, there is a lot for us to do in the name of conservation out on the landscape, and that includes our fish, forest, and wildlife. It includes protecting water quality and providing recreational opportunities for our citizens, and there's no way the Department of Conservation could do that alone.
What are some of the challenges that the Conservation Department is currently facing?
People sometimes will ask me, what keeps you up at night? And there tends to be a long list of things that you're constantly thinking about. How are we going to address this challenge? How are we going to do this? And of course, we go back to looking to other partners and to the citizens as well. But of course, as an agency, right now we look at things like disease issues, which are affecting our resources. The best example of that is chronic wasting disease. That is a huge challenge facing our whitetail deer herd. It is a 100% fatal disease, and we're beginning to see positives of CWD in different parts of the state. So that's very concerning. We've seen other states that have not dealt with this issue as aggressively as we have, and they now have significant impacts to their whitetail deer herd, mule deer herd, and others in the cervid family. And so for us, we've got to aggressively respond to chronic wasting disease, and we're doing so. We also think about invasives. And of course, feral hogs in southern Missouri are really beginning to impact the landscape. That's the best example of invasives I can think of in southwest Missouri, where they're incredibly destructive to land, to habitat. They carry disease. We want them off the landscape, and so a lot of resources have gone towards dealing with invasives as well. We think also about infrastructure. Michelle, I mentioned that to you earlier. We are taking a hard look at the existing infrastructure and trying to make the decision along with citizen input of maybe areas of infrastructure we can do away with and new opportunities for new types of infrastructure as well. And so that takes a lot of time and effort getting a handle on that. But perhaps the biggest issue for us is, especially with the fact that our society is becoming more urbanized, less connection oftentimes with the land. We have a new generation, now decades of new generations of folks that are incredibly savvy with technology, but with that is time that they're not spending outdoors. And so just ensuring that we as an agency stay relevant to newer generations, that they grow up understanding the importance of fish, forest, and wildlife resources, so that they'll be good stewards into the future is critically important for us. So making sure we are continuing to stay relevant to the citizens of Missouri is a key thing we're focused on as well. But we've got an amazing team here within the department, and certainly we talked about the importance of partners and the entire citizenry as we deal with these issues together.
So how do you stay relevant? What are some things you're doing to try to engage these young people who are growing up in this age of technology?
You know, I think, you know, one way just from the earliest stages is we have a curriculum that is Missouri-specific that our staff, along with partners, have developed. That's in every single school district in the state of Missouri. And so part of that is trying to get them at the earliest stages to appreciate fish, forest, and wildlife, to appreciate water quality, to appreciate their natural resources, and to engage them in outdoor activities. I think of the Wolf School as a great example in that respect of engaging young people in the outdoors and ensuring that they have those experiences from an early age so that they hopefully begin habits of loving the outdoors, wanting to spend time outdoors from an early age. But we're also, you know, using technology to engage those to hunt and fish. And so our Mo Hunting app or Mo Fishing app is it's award-winning. You can go online and get your permits online, get them within seconds, really. So we're trying to connect there. We're in the process of developing a Mo Atlas, where people, again, will be able, through their smartphone app, to figure out where the closest conservation area is. And if they want to know where equestrian trails are or hiking trails or where they can hunt and fish, they'll be able to do that through that Mo Atlas app that's in development now. So we are trying to find ways in that regard to engage folks through technology. But we're just ensuring, I think these open houses are a great example of that, where we're hearing from citizens of other things they would like to see and other things they would like to do outdoors. And so we're looking to our conservation areas and where we can begin to provide additional opportunities for folks who just want to get outdoors and have their own adventure. We have a lot of classes, too, where we're teaching people how to fish, we're teaching people how to shoot, teaching people how to camp. So maybe you're a parent and you camped or fished as a young person, but it's been decades. Now you have your own children. And so, hey, I don't quite remember how to do all of this. Are there ways that I can learn how to do it? And through Department of Conservation programs, we do offer opportunities to reengage and reconnect people to the outdoors. But we're always looking for other ideas, and that's why these open houses are so important for us.
All right. I know it's got to be a huge job to make sure that the state's fish, forests, and wildlife continue to thrive, and especially with over 93% of land being privately owned. How do MDC's biologists, agents, yourself, and others work together to ensure success for all species while at the same time providing lots of opportunity for people who like to get out and hunt and fish and take part in other outdoor activities?
Sure. And, you know, I think we talk to our staff all the time about each time we meet with a member of the public, we are the face of the department. And boy, you mentioned our conservation agents. I was able to be part of a graduation ceremony yesterday for our newest class of conservation agents, and they are trained. It's amazing. They go through incredibly rigorous training to become agents, but part of it certainly is understanding the wildlife code, so they are the enforcers of the wildlife code, but they are also our first ambassadors to so many communities around Missouri, and so they have to kind of be a generalist and know about a lot of things and know about programs. They go to schools and put on programs. They put on a number of programs to engage young people and people of all ages. And so our agents are always out there. There are ambassadors, but through our education consultants, through our staff at the nature centers, through our staff at our interpretive centers. I mean, we have staff in every county of the state who are always looking for ways to connect Missouri citizens to conservation. Sometimes it's on conservation areas. Sometimes it's through shooting ranges, through nature centers, through partnerships like the Wolf School. We've got examples. I can give you probably examples in every county of the state, but having that front line of staff out there in all of our Missouri communities, or at least in each county, I think makes a real difference.
You've been head of MDC for nearly a year now. What's it been like so far?
You know, I have to pinch myself often, because it really is, it is a dream come true for me. I started my career here nearly 25 years ago, and to think of being able to come back and serve alongside amazing and passionate members of this agency is just—it's such an honor and such a privilege. And I don't know, when you work alongside folks who love the mission of this agency, who love coming to work here, and some days are bigger challenges than others, but when you know that you're working kind of shoulder to shoulder with people incredibly committed to deliver conservation for Missouri citizens, it's a dream come true to me, and so appreciative of having the opportunity.
And one more thing about going back to the chronic wasting disease and things like that that are facing the state, and I know that the Missouri Department of Conservation is taking proactive measures toward that end. Do you think we'll get that under control? How worried are you about that really impacting our state?
Well, I mean, you can't help but worry, because you see what has happened in other states where they haven't been as aggressive either in monitoring or responding to the challenge. And it's a disease that we still don't know a lot about. And so you see that it's 100% fatal. You know how important whitetail is to this state, not only from the kind of the economic side of hunting, wildlife watching, but, we don't want to imagine a Missouri without whitetail on the landscape. It's just it's innately part of our landscape. And so when you don't know that much about it, but you see that it has the ability to have a real impact on the herd, it is very concerning. But Missouri has been among, if not the top state, in being incredibly aggressive at taking samples of understanding where it is on the landscape, of trying to take management measures to reduce a herd in an area where we know that there are positives, to ensure that it's not spread farther. And so we are being as aggressive as we know how to be, because we know how important not only is it for us as the agency with the management responsibility, but as it is to the Missouri citizenry.
All right. And then a personal question. I was wondering, I understand you have Southwest Missouri roots.
I do. My mom and her family grew up in Taney County and down on, actually, on Bull Shoals and kind of between Forsyth and Branson. I've got many family members still in the Springfield area. And I got to see a few of them last week as I was down there for the grand opening of the Wonders of Wildlife Aquarium and Museum. What a wonderful asset that will be for your community. So Southwest Missouri is home to me in many ways, and it's a special part of the state for me.
All right. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me. I appreciate it, and we'll see you next Tuesday night.
Sounds good, Michelle.